From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. In Humboldt County, a new $412 million budget for fiscal 2018-2019 will help fund much-needed building maintenance, pension contributions, combat childhood trauma, and deal with affordable housing, and bolster county reserves. Funding in the plan also creates a new county economic developer position. The vote 4-0, 3rd District Supervisor Mike Wilson wasn't there. The new fiscal year starts on July 1st. A request to continue funding a county undersheriff position through early next year was pulled, the item to be revisited on July 10th. A man involved in a bicycle big rig accident has died of his injuries at Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital. Last Thursday, California Highway Patrol requested by Eureka Police to probe a major injury traffic collision involving a Kenworth big rig and a bicyclist. 55-year-old David Alber of Eureka was driving the Kenworth fully loaded with timber traveling northbound approaching West Cedar Street. 37-year-old Zachary Herbert of Eureka was riding his bike on a sidewalk that parallels Broadway, and he was approaching West Cedar Street. 64-year-old Stephen Crivelli was in a bus stop located on Broadway just north of West Cedar. Herbert rode his bike off the sidewalk onto West Cedar without a helmet, and about that time, Albert drove the big rig past West Cedar Street when Herbert turned his bike towards traffic. As a result, the bike collided with the right rear wheels of the big rig. Herbert was airborne and landed in the bus station pullout. Also, the impact caused the bicycle's metal wheel lock to become dislodged from the bike, and the metal wheel lock collided with the covered bus stop window and Crivelli's leg. Both Herbert and Crivelli had been transported to St. Joseph Hospital for medical care. Eureka City Attorney Cindy Day Wilson will be parting ways with the city, and there will be a resignation agreement coming soon. City Council made a unanimous decision at the end of an hour-long meeting on Tuesday. No word on the details behind the decision. It's classified as a personnel matter. Terms of the resignation agreement might be made public once it's finalized. The matter is being called a mutual parting of the ways. Day Wilson's been with the city since 2011. Well, back at it today, PG&E conducting routine low-level helicopter patrols, this time looking at gas transmission lines in Humboldt County. A helicopter from Red Bluff flying between 300 and 500 feet over Fortuna, Eureka, and Arcata. They're checking out remote gas lines, which are often located in rural areas by helicopter. A spotter in the helicopter uses a GPS-enabled tablet with mapping data to navigate the pipelines and document any excavation or construction activity. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.